I just wanna thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life. All the pictures he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me fall on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her wait to 50 bottles and she tell me stay win. And I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. Bottle after bottle, bottle drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, ride some bitches, catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roll.
Back, y'all. I am back. Damn, I feel kind of bad, man. Cause it's been a minute. I've been fucking with this shit. Damn, I know y'all miss me. Cause I miss y'all, man. Y'all been emailing me. All this shit, you know what I mean? I ain't been in jail. Look, most people think I've been in jail. Got clapped. Damn. Nah, I ain't did all that though. You know what's so fucked up about it? If I did get murdered, how would y'all find out? Oh, you know what? The emails will stop being responded to. Even though sometimes in like a week. Like I never been more than a week or two late on fucking emails. Feel me? And y'all know it ain't SuperChurch@gmail.com. SUPACHUCH@gmail.com. My homeboy said I shouldn't spell this shit that bad. You know what I mean? On some nigga shit, but it's some nigga shit. You know what I mean? And I'm scared of God, so I didn't spell it super church. Even though I know most churches is wicked and shit. And really, this day that I'm doing this show, somebody said some shit on some music shit. About like the Bible was a comic book, and I laughed, and the shit like fell down on my face that shouldn't fell down. So damn, but it kind of scared me, man. I'm telling you, that shit kind of scared me, and I ain't lying. I'm not lying. I don't lie. I don't know a lie good. Wish I know a lie good. I've been a millionaire by now. You hear me? So now I'm talking about though. Yeah, this show. I'm talking, man. I'm late. You know, I'm late for the new year, you know what I mean? I'm late, I'm kind of late, but I've been busy, y'all. I've been busy. Busy! And I told y'all I'd do Super Bowl season. Super Bowl season is my shit. Super Bowl season. Football season is my shit. I guess damn. This football season I've been blowing up like I did. Like people know who fuck with me still on my shit that I told y'all about. You know what I mean? The motherfuckers who hit me up on my Gmail on that Super Church channel. And I win big, man. I win a lot every year, man. Everybody fuck me when they win. You know what I mean? I'm gonna start charging motherfuckers more. I already charged motherfuckers for my teams, but this Super Bowl is scary. I'm gonna get that at the end of this show. So where I been, damn, where I been doing, you know, honestly, I ain't been doing as much as I should have been doing, to be honest with you, though. Well, okay, I've been writing some music, you know what I mean, write music for people, you know what I mean, that's what I do, write music. I wrote no big hits, though, you know what I mean, you know, I still do the ghostwriting shit, but now I put my name on shit, too, you know what I mean. Doing that. Doing some nice voiceover work too. Doing that. Okay, y'all know, of course y'all know, Mustard already blowing up. Busta do beats for YG. What y'all, y'all Google me, tell me what y'all think about that. His music, what y'all think about his production, all that good stuff. Cause Busta is blowing up. Well, you know, actually, he's been blowing up. I think he's kind of going down a little bit, but you know, I represent that West Coast shit, you heard me? But tell me what y'all think about Busta shit, man. His shit is was blowing up, I think, but I think it's going a little down now, you feel me? And I was doing no show to tell you on this elevation. And what I think is a deflation, you know what I mean? But it's kinda like I think going down a little bit. But y'all hit me up with that though. My boy Game, he's getting down, you know what I mean? He's going independent. Think one independent about to fuck with Cash Money, Birdman, but I don't think I'm gonna fuck with him now. After Wayne complaining and all that shit, but he back with my nigga's face. The Blood Brothers is back together. I love that. Love seeing them niggas back together. Love it. That's what niggas supposed to do. And now, you know, shit, my boy Shug got into some shit. I have nothing to do with them, but oh, Shug Knight got this situation, a real bad situation, man. I know a couple people involved with the bullshit. It's all like, it ain't what y'all see on TMZ or shit. It's like some homies was around and shit, and just it was like some homie shit, some real personal shit, basically. Ain't nobody business. Had nothing to do with the music business. They just happened. Once involved, he was into the music business. Other dudes, actors, and other dudes, real reputable street dude, all that, just, you know, all that. So that's gonna be that. What else I'm talking about, man? I'm gonna tell you what I've been doing. I told you I've been doing some voiceover shit on TV, man. I'm telling you, man, voiceover, you get paid for real. Everybody talking about, they say I have a distinctive voice. I guess I kind of do, though. Y'all can't crank call nobody because my voice sound like me. I remember back in days. I'll tell you, I'm on front. I was on one of those chat lines where you need a big chat and shit. It's one of those, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to talk to the girl who you just heard, hit two. You leave a little message. Hey, how you doing? This is Clint. Of course, I said another name. And then they leave a message back to you and shit. I swear, every time. And the bitches knew who I was. You supposed to be talking to bitches from everywhere and shit. They be like, "Man, was that you?" I was like, "God damn, I can't sound like nobody else and shit." And I was trying to change my voice too. But that's why I get my voice over working now. That's beautiful. Okay, now back to my little paper I got for my shit. Cause man, I know y'all been, waiting for me, but I know y'all glad to hear me. Like, I'm glad to do this shit. Kinda. But I gotta keep my people, man. The motherfuckers wanna hear you, man. And why would I do this anyway? So evidently I like doing it too. Gotta keep it handy. So, yeah, my Raiders. Okay, yeah, my Raiders. Yeah, my Raiders, my team. Y'all know I'm a sports dude. My Raiders, you know, we getting better. Now, if we ain't getting better, come on, y'all know we getting better. I ain't gonna lie, every year saying we ain't getting better when we ain't. We are getting better. Mac, he like Seattle defense by itself. And the quarterback from Fresno State, Mr. Carr, he's a dude. He's gonna be the dude. And speaking of Khalifa, Lakers. Kobe, man, Kobe is my boy. Mr. Bryant. Yeah, we had better days. Lucky they had better days. But Kobe, yeah. This fucked them up to say, I'm like a real Laker, man. I'm so much of a Laker. When gangbangers wear their socks high, like YG Nam be doing now, that's James Worthy shit to me, nigga. That's James Worthy socks, nigga. Two socks, nigga. I wanna see some colors on top of the socks, nigga. Not all white, nigga. But y'all know, nigga, like I didn't like Shaq. Never liked Shaq. I'm a Laker. He did good with us, so you know what I mean? But it was Kobe's team to me. It was Kobe motherfucking Bryant. Kobe Bean motherfucking Bryant. All this team. But I'm saying that to say this. Damn. My nigga Kobe, man. It ain't over. Y'all thought I'd say it's over. No, it's not over. Them motherfuckers gonna put no money into getting some new motherfuckers there. Get the fuck out of there, nigga. Go somewhere else, nigga. Get you another ring and then go sit it down, nigga. Yeah, I said it. I ain't gonna say it again. Rewind that and listen to it again. Kobe, do your thing, nigga. Or quit. You gonna get hurt trying to play with all them bums. Yeah, you took, like what Pop said, he took all they fucking money. Hell yeah, he took all the goddamn Laker money. Just like they said, what's the name, did in L.A., I mean in New York, Carmelo. When you get a big contract like that, but I don't give a fuck. All the motherfuckers, man, Los Angeles, showtime, nigga. Now, the new generation of Clipper fans, wow, that shit didn't exist. That shit is horrible to me, man. That shit horrible to me. Kobe, fuck that shit. Sit down, nigga. Now I'm a Laker, nigga. I ain't gonna never stop being a Laker. But yeah, get on, man. Get on. I won't even play for them motherfuckers no more. I ain't gonna keep on getting hurt. Fuck that shit. Nobody else playing. What else? Yo, Meek motherfucking Mill. That ain't fuck my girl, Nicki Minaj. God damn, it's like a fact, bro. I know somebody who knows somebody, you know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes this is like some gossip shit, I ain't gonna lie. All I watch is gossip, like, TV show. I be watching some of them bitch shows. I watch Love and Hip Hop. My wife is the shit, too. My wife? Man, if y'all watch Mob Wives, watch that shit, man. I love Mob Wives. It's way better than all the other little reality shows. Oh, no. I love, watch Mob Wives. And start from the beginning, too, of that shit. Not the Chicago one or shit. Watch the real Mob Wives. Love that shit. So, yeah, back where I was talking about, Meek Mill fucking Nicki Minaj and shit. God damn, Nick, I need Nicki Minaj a cold-blooded bitch, too. She, like, once they separated or whatever, she went and, googled some shit, and, she texted the dude, said she fucking Meek Mill. She texted him and said she fucking this dude, fucking, Meek Mill, which was his homeboy. You know, and then, he said he wrote her lyrics and shit, all kind of shit, they going back and forth, though, but, and they were together in high school and shit, so, you know what I mean, that's real cold blood, like, that shit gonna get real, it's like, they're more than a married couple, they stayed together more than a married couple, you feel me, they probably wouldn't last that long if they were married, but yeah, it's cold blood, now he trying to rap, though, he ain't gonna never, he like tame as a rapper, was so cold blooded, bro, he deserves some fucking money somehow. He deserves money if he don't fuck with Nicki Minaj. Because his career is over even before he started trying to be a rapper. Because he's known as Nicki Minaj, hype man, boyfriend, fuckboy, all that shit. He just tainted. He could be like the best rapper you ever in your life, but he just tainted already. And it's cold blood because everybody would have loved to have been that dude just on that shit. But now he fucked up trying to make some of himself. He could do a reality show. Only thing he'd be famous for is making fun of her. I'll get him a book deal right now. I mean, he gotta make a book talking about her. Nobody interesting him. It's fucked up. He got the most interesting life ever. He could have, you know, been shot 30 times and jailed 20 times. Mama and daddy. Fuck they mama and daddy, you know what I mean? It could be the craziest story ever, but it won't be. We ain't gonna give him a chance. Cause that's what the game is. That's what the world is. Shit. The way you start, the way you finish. Like, he a done deal. He need to write a book about her talking crazy and get, find a book deal for like $400,000. They probably, they ain't gonna try to rap. He gonna fuck that money off. It's like cold blood, though. He gotta live off the shit he got from her sewer for some. Find from the sewer. Find from the sewer. That's what I'd do if I was him. Before I know, what's his name? Google's name. Who knows spell his name? You know what I mean? He's gonna be known for like, who that dude used to rap for him? Used to be with Nicki Minaj. See, it's over. It's over for a starter, which is cold blooded too. Cold blooded though. Now I could have been in them same shoes too. Who could have been in them shoes? I'd be 100. Oh yeah, damn, my boy Suge Knight. Damn, Suge, man. He's got chill, man. Suge got a fucking chill. Suge got a chill. Y'all can look that shit up, man. Like, he didn't do all that crazy shit. They said, like I said earlier, what kind of happened though, you know what I mean? He has got, man, just chill eating. Man, chill in Malibu, man. Open them big windows, man. Look at the beach. Look for guards, man. Call some broads through. That's what niggas gotta do, man. Niggas gotta just live and just, man, live on this short stay we got. Lil Wayne and Birdman, kinda talked about that already. Okay, now. Wayne, he been fucked with Birdman for forever, you feel me? I know both sides of this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You get signed to the right company. Not everybody. Everybody. Get a bad deal when you sign. Nobody is satisfied with the deal when they start making money. If they're not making money, I only got a lot of fat on my mouth. Okay, so Lil Wayne was signed for a million years with Cash Money, right? So now he's complaining because you start living your life and you have expensive habits, right? You gotta live like a fucking rock star, as they say. Cause you making big time money. We do this, man. Sometimes, you know what I mean? I done been around with motherfuckers with food costs $200 a plate. I've been there. Motherfuckers buying out the bars. Man, that's what motherfuckers do. Strip club. 9 racks. Wow. I seen all that shit. Live. But damn. You have a trillion kids, trillion houses, a trillion cars, a trillion phones, a trillion everything. Man, you start calculating that shit like, oh, not to mention, when you go somewhere, man, this is where all the fucking money be going to. This is what people don't know. I mean, I'm going to give y'all some game right now. All y'all motherfuckers fuck with the music business, movie shit, entertainment business, period. Any place where you're like, mostly known and you want to be mostly known, you gotta hire people that just be around. Man, you know how much that shit costs? You have people around you and to be away from you. To make money, it costs money. Especially when you have kids, you know, you gotta hire somebody to take care of this, hire somebody to do this, hire somebody to, hire motherfuckers to be around you, hire motherfuckers to drug, hire motherfuckers to be. That's where all your fucking money going during this type of shit. I'm like, goddamn, man. Put it like this. I've been around motherfuckers so long, I only got license to carry a gun on me. I can be security for anybody, you know what I mean? You make money doing this shit. People don't, I like making money. That's all I was done. Yeah, but so then when you finally find out you don't got no fucking money, you gonna blame somebody. Not saying Birdman paid Lil Wayne, not saying he didn't. It's just like, you gotta know that type of shit was going on, man. Like, oh, I guess that lawyers and accountants and all that shit, some other motherfuckers want some money and shit. Kids listen to shit, man, be an accountant and lawyer, do that shit. An entertainment lawyer in it, entertainment. Man, niggas is still kind of stupid out here, man. You can take niggas money like a motherfucker, like you slick and shit. Man, these niggas don't be knowing shit about money at all. They don't know what a stock is. They don't know nothing about making money. Niggas don't know shit about real estate. Niggas don't know nothing. They ain't interested in it. They want tap dance. Now this shit kind of hurting me like a motherfucker, and I'm glad that I kind of stopped doing my shows for a minute, because I was about to do a show, some of my role models, my fucking role models, and guess who is going to be one that's going to be on my fucking show that I was going to brag about? Yep, y'all said it before I did. Say it again. Mr. Bill Cosby, Jesus, Jehovah, Allah, who else? Abraham, need some more. The dude started Scientology. I need them all, Buddha. I need all them guys to bless this boy. If I represented William H. Cosby, man, I was trying to represent that dude. And I was about to do a show talking good about this dude. And in his defense, in his swinging, gasping air defense, I'm going to say this, though. This thing, this kind of, like I'll be saying this once always, after what we be saying. He didn't rape them all. He didn't rape them all. God damn. He should have raped none of them. God damn. They all ain't lying. They all are not lying. God damn. 30 something broad. But this the greatest shit ever, though. So what? They was all just hiding. They was all just not gonna say nothing. So what this tell me? This mean bitches getting raped every second day. I guess they got bitches being raped every day and don't say shit. Just wait till another bride say it. So nobody gonna see TV. They nobody gonna come out. See that's the funny baloney out this shit. This shit is confusing as fuck. But Bill Cosby is crazy as fuck. Wearing this little, now his shirt looks sick as fuck. This shirt be saying, I'm Hello, your friend with the little crayon colors and shit. He is like a sick bastard to me now, though, man. He like a sick fucking bastard, though. Like, I know he didn't rape all them broads, but... Man, my lawyers be going crazy. I'll be on TV going crazy. Like I said, same thing about OJ, which is a totally different shit. Like, you ain't mad enough, buddy. OJ wasn't flipping shit over at court. Like, man, y'all saying I killed my wife and doing this? Yeah, they would have said I would have got locked up. I would have been saying, y'all motherfuckers is saying I did this, and I would have went nuts in that courtroom trying to be calm. When you accuse something you ain't did, you go nuts. You can't just be there cool like ain't shit happen, man. Hell nah. Ain't that much cool, man. Ain't that many fans in the world, man, to have you that cool. Hell nah. That's why Bill Cosby, god damn, that dude I used to damn it represent. And he going down like that. Every motherfucker. See, but this is my conspiracy theory. I mean, like, god damn, the motherfuckers who a young black dude had, he looked up to Michael Jackson, Bill Cosby, James Brown, Martin Luther King, whoever, it's always some, like, they always get tamed and shit. My saying is this. I always said this before when I was... I always say, damn, they don't get no stamps. Some always have somebody before they get to a stamp. Oprah Winfrey might get there because she's a woman, too, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? See, me, I'm a music dude, too. Oh, my boy Jay-Z, if he don't do nothing bad, they might talk about his past. I watch this shit like, something always kind of happen though. When somebody trying to do something happen. All the time. It's crazy though. But that's a conspiracy to me, but it's honest too. Yeah, you know, another day too, which next month, I think Martin Luther King, He is 39 years old. You know, nowadays, nothing, but that's like kind of young nowadays, dude. That's crazy to say he's 39 years old when he died. Wow. That's crazy. Hope I didn't get that wrong. If I did. But I think he was like 39 years old. That shit is crazy. Oh, yeah, and people was like hitting me on my Google and shit, asking what I watch on TV, too, and all that shit. I think I said that earlier, too. I'll be watching some female shows too. I watch Love and Hip Hop. My Wife, My Shit. Wild Wives, My Shit. Y'all watch, if y'all niggas don't watch My Wives, watching y'all females out there, I hope y'all watch it too. And start from again. Like, but on the new ones, Big Ange. Big Ange, my girl. The crazy looking one. But she acting, I don't like the way she acting now. I don't like the way she acting all that shit, though, now. Because she be fucking with Renee. Renee fuck with some real niggas in real life and shit. She, I think she's a manager for, like, Wu-Tang or some shit like that, though. But she fuck with the music business. Anyway, watch My Wife. That's, like, the best reality show to me. It's better than Love and Hip Hop. And on the stand, Love and Hip Hop. It's one girl that I love. Sin Santana. It's your boy, Superior Sacram. Get it, your boy. It'll be on my Google. Superchuch@gmail.com. SUPACHUCH@gmail.com. Get it, your boy. Man, were you in California? South or the North? Get it, mommy. Yeah, I like the Erica Manor, too. See how I change my voice up like that? See, my acting shit, need a role, man. My boy is shooting one of the Transformers movies right now, man. He gonna get me in one of the motherfuckers, I think. But anyway, Erica Manor. We'll be fucking with, Bow Wow, all that good shit. That's good. Yeah, hope they shit last, too, though. What else? Oh, yeah, what else I watch on TV? Damn, see, I really don't watch TV, though. I read books and watch documentaries. I watch American Greed, First 48, what else I watch? Shark Tank, Brain Games, Gangland on the new season. I used to love Gangland too. Yeah, that's the only one shit like that, like documentaries and real movies and shit. I'm on my way put a movie out too. 99 North, man. Y'all niggas better fuck with it. 99 North. Watch that shit. 99 North. Tight. Prophet. I used to love. I don't think that's on. Yeah, Prophet. That was my shit. Y'all watch shit like that, though. Business shit, basically, though. But, y'all, I have to hit y'all back, man. I'm coming in late night. Oh, you about to watch the Super Bowl tomorrow. The Super Bowl tomorrow, y'all. The Super Bowl tomorrow. And I'm scared, too. I'm scared. Well, I've been giving best all year long. Motherfuckers been winning. Well, this is like one of the scariest Super Bowls I've been involved in, man. But I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to Seattle. I'm keeping the West Coast. Fuck the town cat. You heard me? In the Compton, homie. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to Seattle. And I'm scared as fuck. I got 2 points with my best, though. I got 2 points with Seattle. But anyway, if you're going to bet, this is what I'm saying. If y'all going to bet, this is what I tell y'all to do. If you're going to bet, which I don't think I'm going to catch you on time, because I'm just barely putting this shit on Saturday night. So, if you're going to bet, y'all who don't be hitting me on my email, y'all might be on the late show. Go ahead and just go with the over on the points. It's going to be over 43 points. It's going to be over 43 points. And on a team, I'm kind of scared. I don't even want to give you that advice on the team. And I'll never tell my people just leave it alone. But I told my people to leave it alone or take the points. And we took the points. It been going back and forth on the point shots. But I got points. I'm going with Seattle with the points. I'm nervous as fuck. But I'm more confident on the score being over 43 points. So do that. And y'all keep doing you. And keep fucking with me, man. I'm back, y'all. And I'm doing a show. I'm going to try to do one every week. Every 2 weeks. But I'm definitely doing one every month. I got to do it, man. When I see the love I got out there, that's beautiful. A lot of love I get, and I'm sitting in the back.
Breaking records, hood to hood, block to block, state to state.
Feed the streets.
MixtapeHeavyweights.com. Fuck with us.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he led into my life. All the Benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me fall on these niggas.
Man, it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles, and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Bottle after bottle, drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster. And I lay back, she go crack, fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me, I just be rosé. Last night, I went hard, pizza, rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam Bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from off that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million. So I can take care of them children.
Bad bitches in the building. Amen.
couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. Do live on Sunday like a church.
Yeah. Just bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord forgive me for my sins. I'm just tryna win and she a devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You had a kid, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, that pussy good, I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati.
Got Patron on deck.
It's rock all in my bottle.
Push it on head.
She was on that Reposado. And I think I'll run to Rado. And this bitch, I'm spinning.
Kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. I'll pray.